So Jesus says, who is your neighbor? Was it the priest? Was it the Levite? Or was it the good Samaritan who got down off his beast, poured in the oil and the wine, set you on his own beast, and brought you to the innkeeper's house, and all of the help came through somebody that you wouldn't have thought was your neighbor?
This is the Potter's Touch.
Greetings in the name of our Lord. We started it last week. We might as well get down into it. We're talking about love. The series is called The Love Letter. And this particular message, I'm continuing. It says, love has no loopholes. Now fasten your seatbelts. This is going to be a ride. Check it out. If you command me to do something, that means I can do it. Because it wouldn't be fair for you to command me to do something I can't do. I command you to be a white man with blonde hair and blue eyes. Come on, Lord. I could scrub and scrub and scrub. If I had time, I'd tell you a joke. But they might have to edit it. But little kid up in the hill of West Virginia saw me. He hadn't seen nobody in my color in his life. And he looked at me. He said, Mister, hi, mister. I finally turned around. He said, are you like that all over? I said, everywhere I could see and everywhere I could get the mirror to point, it seems to be a 100% total job. Okay, I'm back on track. Okay. You take that home with you. That don't cost you nothing. It's one of my little crazy little stories happened to me when I was going along. If he commands me to do it, it must be within my power to accomplish it. Because it wouldn't be just to command me to do something that I cannot do. So that means that love is controllable. Wow, that opens up a whole nother village over there. Because he commanded, he legislated love. Love me. He said, this is how you love me. What I like about God, God tells you how to love him. No guessing. Most people want you to guess how to love him. God comes right out. Love me with everything. All your heart, want all your mind, all your soul. Ain't core about it. This is how I want you to love me. He tells you straight up. And then he says, I want you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, if God now legislates love, then love now has indicted the lawyer. Love has brought an indictment against the lawyer predicated on the concept that he's guilty. Probably of never loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, and soul. But at a very minimum, he is guilty of not loving his neighbor as himself. And this is how I know. He's looking for a loophole. Watch this, watch this, watch it. Y'all doing okay? Y'all good? Y'all good? Okay, watch this. He says, the Lord who is love made flesh says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and mind and soul. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And then the lawyer says to the Lord, who is my neighbor? That's the loophole. He says, you know, what do you believe? What do you wear? What is your theology? I don't know whether I'm gonna love you or not till I find out who is my neighbor. So this is supposed to be smart. What he's saying is, do I determine by who lives next door to me? Do I determine by my ethnicity? Do I determine by my politics? Do I determine by my orthodoxy? Who is my neighbor? Okay, y'all with me? If you don't understand that, then you have never understood the story of the Good Samaritan. Because the story of the Good Samaritan is Jesus' answer to the lawyer's loophole. Jesus looks at him, watch this, y'all, watch this, I'm gonna tell you this, I'll be gone. He says, who is my neighbor? And Jesus doesn't even answer him. He says, a certain man. Jesus is so cool. He's so cool. He's so cool. Jesus says, a certain man went down from Jerusalem. The very fact that he said he went down from Jerusalem says he's a Jew. To Jericho. And he says, he fell amongst thieves who stripped him and wounded him and left him half dead. He says, a Levite passed by and saw him. Levite, Levitical priesthood, your pastors, your religious orthodoxy, your those that epitomize the sacraments of your faith, the tenets, the one who handled the theology for you, passed by, looked at him, and turned and went away. You mean this guy who the lawyer would perceive to be an okay neighbor didn't help him? Let me break this down where it becomes relevant to you. Have you ever been shocked when you were in trouble at who didn't help you? The person that you thought for sure that you knew would be your ride or die. Ride or die is an African-American colloquialism that means like total commitment. It just means to be totally committed. Now, and that's enough about that. So, and you find out that when the heat is on, the brother who said he would always be there for you acts like he don't even know you, looks at your predicament, and crosses by on the other side. The priest comes, your holy friends, see you in trouble, saying, girl, if you need anything, call me. Ain't it funny how you can be bleeding to death and folks say, if you need, and they pass by on the other side. I want you to understand what Jesus is saying to him. Watch this. He says, and then the good Samaritan. Now, you have to understand, Jesus is setting the lawyer up using an oxymoron, because in the lawyer's mind, there is no such thing as a good Samaritan. The Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. In fact, one time when they got ready to insult Jesus, they called him a Samaritan. When Jesus came down to the well to meet the Samaritan woman, she said, you know your people don't talk to me. Isn't it funny how you can limit love to likeness? Only to find out the old Negro adage, everybody skin to me ain't kin to me. So Jesus says, who is your neighbor? Was it the priest? Was it the Levite? Or was it the good Samaritan who got down off his beast, poured in the oil and the wine, set you on his own beast, and brought you to the innkeeper's house, and all of the help came through somebody that you wouldn't have thought was your neighbor? All the witnesses, clap your hands. So here are your takeaways. God is saying that if you are going to be like him, you have to love like him. You have to love people who don't think like you, who don't look like you, who don't vote like you, who don't dress like you, and you have to take down the tribunal whereby you try people before you love them and begin to understand that love has no loopholes. Don't dress it up in political clothes. Don't dress it up in religious clothes. Don't dress it up in tribal clothes. Don't dress it up in ethnical clothes. Don't dress it up in status. Love has no loopholes. Now, I'll tell you how to begin to learn that is have some children.
Yes, sir.
Because if you fool around and have some children, you will begin to understand that love has no loopholes. You will tell them when you're talking bad, if you do it again, I'm not going to ever do such and such. I'm not going to help you. Don't call me. I'm not going to loan you no money. If you walk out that door and get into this, you are in it by yourself. That's what you said. But because you Tell somebody, say, it's about love, it's about love, it's about love.
Still to come on The Potter's Touch.
Shake your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I'm going to shake your hand, but you can't shake your responsibility. You can't shake your responsibility. You can't shake what you got to do. Love has no loopholes. You gotta love everybody with all your heart. If he commands me to do it, it must be within my power to accomplish it. Because it wouldn't be just to command me to do something that I cannot do. So that means that love is controllable. I give up everything to follow you. You wouldn't give up a ham sandwich at 11 o'clock at night. Imagine how your personal relationships would change if you loved the people in your life like you love yourself. The reality is we always want to get more than we're willing to give. So this second scripture obliterates selfishness. It's not what we did yesterday that's messing us up. It's that you won't grow with me.
For your best gift this season, receive the Love Letter plus 3 prayer journals. And when your gift is $150 or more, we will add your Resurrection Candle Holder set with Communion Kit when you visit our website or call 1-800-BISHOP-2.
You know, so many of us have been abused and misused to ostracize say about us that we have no use at all. Like Onesimus, they find themselves in predicaments where people have categorized them and filed them away and said, you'll never be anything. And we become imprisoned by their opinion. I want to break the chains that bind you, open up the door out of your prison, and cause you to experience the glorious liberty that comes when you are completely free. The word liberates, take it in. See, well, love will make you change your mind. Love will make you go back on your word. Love will make you go an extra mile. Love will make you apologize even though you thought you was right. Love will make you feed somebody who cussed you out. Love will make you call somebody even though it makes you look like the weaker one. Does anybody understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Touch your neighbor and say, love don't have no loopholes. It don't have no loopholes. I don't care what they did. I don't care who they did it with. I don't care how much you don't agree with it. If you really are a lover, love will find a way. It'll climb over top of stuff and find a way. Love will find a way to get you love. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hit three people, say, ain't no way out, ain't no way out. Ain't no way out. Ain't no way out. You can't get out of it. You got to go through with it. You may have to cry, but you got to go through with it. You may look weak, but you got to go through with it. Your mama may talk about you and say, you ought not take that, but you got to go through with it. Love has no loopholes. 10-3 people say, no way out. No way out. No way out. Ironclad. Irrevocable, immutable, unchangeable. Love has no loopholes. And I know I'm right about it because Jesus himself tried to find a loophole. For the Bible said that he went in the Garden of Gethsemane and he said, Father, if it be thy will, pass this bitter cup from me. It costs too much. to love these people. They're all messed up and confused. And he had to pray three times, trying to find a way out of the contract. But finally he said, not my will, but thine be done. And they hung him high, and they stretched him wide, until the sun refused to shine, and the ground began to tremble, and he died, till the veil in the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, and he died, till law fell over on grace. He died. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. The three people say he couldn't get out of it. 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 Love didn't have a loophole. It was not the nails that held him to the cross. He could have pulled the nails out. It wasn't the cross, because he made the tree. It wasn't the mountain, because he hollowed the mountain. But for the love that was set before him, he died. Shake your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, I'm gonna shake your hand, but you can't shake your responsibility. You can't shake your responsibility. You can't shake what you gotta do. Love has no loopholes. You gotta love everybody with all of your heart. So, oh my God, what I'm trying to get you to see, join hands with somebody, what I'm trying to get you to do, what I'm trying to get you to see, what I'm trying to get you to understand, what I'm trying to get you to think, you gotta be bigger than this. You can't just love the folks in your zip code, the folks in your denomination, or the folks in your house. Love has no loopholes. The person you touch may have been taught wrong. They may have been taught to only love when the circumstances are right, when the conditions are right, or if you think like I think. But life keeps demanding that you broaden your ability to love. Working with people will demand that you broaden your ability to love. Even people, can I be honest, that you normally wouldn't like. These are not the people that you would invite over to eat hot dogs with, but for a paycheck, you learn how to after a while, you do invite them over. You cannot be a big person with a small heart. We can teach you all kinds of principles about being blessed and prosperous and overcoming in victory. Life can take you to the opiate of success. But if you end up behind a big desk in a corner office with a small mind and a small heart, you will lose everything you have because you cannot determine who is your neighbor. Now, the person you're touching right now, they may not tell you, but every last one of us, our love is being tested in some area. A demand is being placed on your ability to love, your ability to understand, your ability to broaden your perspective beyond your comfort zone. I may not sing the songs you grew up singing. I may not preach the way you're used to hearing it. But if you get hungry enough, you'll learn to look past his sweat rag and say, you know, that man helped me. I want you to pass the test. And the only way you're not going to pass it is if you continue to be a self-enthroned, egotistical maniac. What does that mean? Everything's about you. Years ago, I met a woman who'd written a book that stayed in my mind, never left. It said that the root of all sin is selfishness. And because I am a thinker, I couldn't get away from the thought. Look at your sins. Are you selfish? Is your love dwarfed? Are you loving like an adolescent in the middle of your life? Is everything always got to be about you? And if any of that pierces you, if there's any part of you that's not so calloused that you can't hear truth, if the word was sharp enough to pierce, dividing asunder bone and marrow, soul and spirit, and got down in your heart and challenged you, and you say, yes, I admit it, I am selfish. I understand that because I've been selfish too. And the truth of the matter is everybody in here at one time or another didn't play by the rules, went for yourself and said, I got to be me, and you were selfish. But I'm telling you, there is no loophole. If you flunk the test, you're going to have to take it again. Stay right there. I'll be back. If he commands me to do it, it must be within my power to accomplish it. Because it wouldn't be just to command me to do something that I cannot do. So that means that love is controllable. I give up everything to follow you. You wouldn't give up a ham sandwich at 11 o'clock at night. Imagine how your personal relationships would change if you loved the people in your life like you love yourself. The reality is we always want to get more than we're willing to give. So this second scripture obliterates selfishness. It's not what we did yesterday that's messing us up. It's that you won't grow with me. If you can't grow with me, you can't go with me, and you're gonna drown trying to follow me into my destiny if you don't see who I am now.
For your best gift this season, receive the Love Letter plus 3 prayer journals. And when your gift is $150 or more, we will add your resurrection candle holder set with communion kit when you visit our website or call 1-800-BISHOP-2.
times are changing. We must equip the church to be effective and ensure no church is left behind.
There are so many pastors who feel left behind. They feel frustrated. They feel like, I know God called me. I know I'm anointed. Why am I stuck?
Join Bishop T.D. and Mrs. Sarita Jakes, Dr. John Maxwell, Bishop Walter S. Thomas, Pastor Joby Brady, Pastor John Jenkins, and more. This is your time. Don't be left behind. Register now online or when you call 1-800-BISHOP2.
All from Tampa, Florida.
Nashville, Tennessee.
From Guatemala.
Bahamas.
She was 5 years old when we came to the first conference.
It just builds women together.
There's no age limit here.
No matter where you're from, it's just amazing that we can come together as sisters.
It really touched me.
I cannot even express what this conference means to me.
I'm excited.
Get ready.
Register today. Women That Aren't Loose, August 29th through 31st in Dallas, Texas.
That person you're touching has got to leave this place and go on a love mission. They've got to go on a love mission. They may not ever go to Africa. They may not ever go to South America, but they have got to go on a mission field of love. And they've got to be selfless enough to swallow the way they think and the way they've been trained and their own fears and their own insecurity and go on a mission of love. That person you're touching right now will be trapped in a vicious cycle. They'll never embrace the fullness of what God has for you, because sometimes God puts your healing in the hands of a Samaritan. Sometimes God puts your healing in the hands of somebody whose theology is different from yours. Sometimes God puts your healing in a place that's unfamiliar or uncomfortable. Sometimes God gives you a child who doesn't believe like you believe, or live like you live, or think like you think, or act like you want them to act. You gotta go on a love mission and say, you're still my child. You're still my baby. Come on in this house and get something to eat. I don't know what to think about what you're doing, but I know I love you. So your love has got to go on a mission field. Squeeze that hand, and I come against all arrogance and all areas in your life that have lifted this self up as being a greater priority. I want to challenge you to love the man you got like you love your son, because he's somebody's son. To love the woman you got like she's somebody's little girl, because she is somebody's little girl. I don't understand how you can have so much mercy for your own children and you don't have any mercy for mine. I don't understand that. I don't understand that you don't realize that I'm somebody's baby. Somebody cradled me and nursed me and held me and fed me and raised me the best they could. Why can't you love me too? We've got to close, but I dare not close without taking a moment to thank God for our many partners who support us. You mean so much to us. You come to our meetings. You're behind me in my endeavors. You help me dig the wells and reach around the world and build homes for the homeless. You're wonderful people. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Why don't you consider being a partner? Doesn't take very much, but it does make a difference. Until next week, may God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. I love you. Take care.